Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Daryl Leese, North Dakota Farm Bureau President, on the delegate floor here today, underway. What are some of the big discussions you guys are working on?
Well, the biggest discussion so far was about labor, which is no surprise, right? Farm labor, labor in general. I don't care if you're a small business owner on Main Street or you're a farm rancher. Labor's been a hot topic, and that consumed a good part of our hours so far here yet today. But I think we come to a good place on it, a good resolution, where we need to be to advocate on behalf of farmers and ranchers and their labor needs across the country.
And I'm sure H-2A came up as well?
Yeah, H-2A, you know, obviously, yeah, there's issues with the H-2A program, but the seasonal workers, you know, there's a program for that. It's the year-round workers that are needed, whether that's on dairy farms, you know, or whether that's in agricultural processing. There's not a good avenue for some of those things, and especially for dairy farmers, there's really no program. I respect the president from Idaho, Brian Searle, when he said, right now there's a cap. The cap is zero. There isn't a program for you. And so we need to look at things, open that door, whether it's just a slight opening of the door or whether we can kick that door all the way open. I think we have the tools now in our policy to do that.
Now here this afternoon, what are some of the things that are on the docket?
Obviously, we're free market loving people in North Dakota at the Farm Bureau there at NDFB. Property rights, anything that I think infringes on property rights, obviously I'm going to speak up about. But free market, how can we help all of us grow? You know, a rising tide lifts all boats.
All right. Anything else from the AFBF convention here that you want to touch on or recap before we let you go?
You know, we had a great speakers throughout this deal, but some of these folks that do some of the futurist things really are intriguing to me, because looking forward based off of, you know, trends behind us, but then trying to look forward and predict those trends and what's new and coming. I think that's, you know, we've always had to adapt in agriculture, but I think as the one speaker that was a futurist said, you have to continue to look and look skeptically, but don't be afraid to adapt when it comes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time here while you guys are on break for this voting delegate session. Daryl Leese joining us on the Red River Farm Network. Coverage from AFBF Annual Convention in Salt Lake is brought to you by NDFB, South Dakota Farm Bureau, the Minnesota Farm Bureau, and Ag Country Farm Credit Services.